You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I have mentioned this, many Christians today feel that I have been a Christian for so long that I am tired. Nobody seems to understand my tears or care for my feelings. Most of my Christian experience have been bitter through my years.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有我们的经历，我们要记得，这条路是主走过的一条路。
But let us be reminded that the path that we walked, Jesus have walked before.
I walked today when Jesus walked. 我走过主所走过的路，给我们是何等的安慰。
And such comfort we can derive from this fact.
我知道，我相信在过去，凡是为主受过苦难的一些弟兄姊妹。
I truly believe that those who truly suffered for Jesus, they can understand this meaning.
那是从经历来看,
this is from experience.
从基督徒的心愿来看,
but from our will,
我们不要忘记我们今天要走的一条路是主走过的一条路。
We can look at it from the point of our will that we want to walk where Jesus walked.
耶稣说他是真理。
Jesus said he is truth.
他说他是道路。
He is the way.
我们看见真理和道路放在一起是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to put the truth and the way together?
这条道路是真理的道路, 这条道路是狭窄的道路。
This is a path of truth, this is a narrow path.
不可否认，今天我们每一个基督徒在我们的经历里面， 我们暂时不讲我们对圣经的体验， 在经历里面我们知道这条路不是一条康庄的大道。
Even without looking into the truths of the Bible, we can understand from our experience that the path we walk on is not a wide path. To be a disciple of Christ today. And as we see these 14 people who decided to become disciples, we want to congratulate them. You are saved. You have believed in Jesus. Now you have eternal hope. You have eternal assurance.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们今天不能不在主的面前向他们用爱心说诚实话。
But then we have also to speak in truth to them in love.
不错，这是一个带到永生的道路。
Yes, this is a way that will lead to eternal life.
但下面这句话我们不太敢讲，我们也不太多听到在教会里面。
But we usually do not go on with the second admonishment.
你们从这个水上水里面上来的时候，你们开始要走的一条。
When you come up from the water after being baptized, you have to start walking the path of the crucifix. The way you have walked, you are going to walk, is the way that Jesus has walked. The reason why I find that I'm bound is because this topic has been preached by Jesus in the past, and it is not a welcomed topic. As I was preparing for this, I took down all the books in my library that pertains to this topic.
我突然发现有一本书的题目叫做《The Lost Art of Discipleship Making》, 那个门徒训练失去的艺术。我觉得那本书的书名正是今天早上我要在这里跟大家分享。
I was drawn to a book whose title was The Lost Art of Discipleship Making.
这14位弟兄这边从水里面上来的时候，他们要走主走过的路，那这条路是什么路呢？
What kind of a way that these 14 believers who after baptism will walk?
请我们看路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to the gospel according to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音讲到跟随主，不止这一段圣经提到。
This is not the only passage in Luke that describes following in Jesus' footsteps.
耶稣基督在九章以前讲过，在九章以后也都提到做门徒的条件和资格。
Before chapter 9 and after chapter 9, Jesus have had other teachings about discipleship.
请我们看路加福音第九章，我们从57节看到62节。
But let us turn particular to Luke chapter 9, We will read from verses 57 to 62.
请各位看你手上的圣经，我们请顺弟兄用英文替我们念，大家一面可以做一个比较。
Please look into your own Bibles while we read this in English. Luke chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, Follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
路加福音从4章14节一直到9章50节是一个自然成立的一个段落。
There is a natural theme between Luke chapter 4 and Luke chapter 9.
到第9章第5节是讲到主耶稣在加利利工作的一段的记载。
In particular, it recorded the ministry of Jesus in Galilee.
今天我们所读的这段经文，特别是从9章51节一直到19章44节，是记载耶稣最后半年在地上所做的工作的记载。
From where we have started to read today, until chapter 19, it records the last half year of Jesus' ministry.
从加利利，耶稣带着门徒面向耶路撒冷，换句话说，他是朝着死亡进军。
From Galilee, Jesus have led his disciples to Jerusalem. In other words, he is facing death.
9章51节到19章44节这一段是路加福音里面最重要的一段的经文。
And indeed, chapter 9, verse 57 to chapter 19 is the most important passage in Luke.
为什么说它最重要呢? 因为它里面所有的一些资料是其他三本福音书上很少记载的。
We say that it is important because the details recorded here is not recorded in the other three Gospels.
好像好撒玛利亚人，其他的福音没有记载。
For example, the parable of the Good Samaritan.
10个钱丢掉一个，去找，别的福音没有记载。
The parable of the lost coin.
100只羊失去一只，别的福音没有记载。
The parable of the lost sheep.
出名的浪子的故事，别的福音书也没有记载。
The story of the prodigal son.
所以在这一段圣经里面是其他几本福音书上都没有提到的一些材料比较多。
So this special passage is very important.
那么今天我们所看的这6节的圣经呢，马太福音有记载。
The six verses that we read today, although it's recorded also in Matthew.
但是记载的有一点不同。
But it was recorded slightly differently.
这里提到3个人，在马太福音只提到2个人。
Here we see three men, but in Matthew we only see two.
等一下，我们看一看为什么有这样的分别。We
will look into the reason why this is so.
我们分开三段的时间来看这3段的记载。We
can look at this from three different viewpoints.
第一，我们从57、58节看见有一个人，他对耶稣说：“你不管到哪里去，我都要跟从你。”耶稣说。 地上的狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。In
verse 57 and 58, we see a man who told Jesus that he will follow Jesus wherever he goes. And Jesus answered very strangely.
这个人是谁呢?
And who is this person?
马太福音第8章告诉我们说是个文士。
In Matthew chapter 8, we were told that this person was a scribe.
他是一个懂得宗教的人，是熟悉圣经的人。
In other words, he is a man who is religious and understands the scriptures.
他一定有过相当多的背景，从事于宗教比较这一方面的事。In
other words, he has spent much time in the study of religion.
他知道旧约犹太教的那些宗教和耶稣基督带来的信仰是截然不同的。
He realized that there is a tremendous difference between what the Old Testament taught and what Jesus was teaching.
所以他跟耶稣说，我要跟从你。
And so he told Jesus, I will follow you.
我们不知道他的动机怎么样，圣经上没有写。
We are not clear about his motivation.
那么既然没有写，我们也不敢乱猜。
Since it's not mentioned, we do not dare to speculate.
但是耶稣基督却用一句话来提醒他。
And yet Jesus used this statement to remind him.
你要跟从我吗?
You want to follow me?
你要做门徒吗?
You want to be a disciple?
你要做我的学生吗?
You want to be my student?
不要忘记，狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子没有枕头的地方。
Please be reminded that although foxes have holes and birds have nests, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
鸟有窝，狐狸有洞，人有家，这是最基本的人所需要的最基本的条件。
One of the most basic fundamental conditions for man is to have a place to call his own, just like foxes have holes and birds have their nests.
对当时对今天的人来讲，这没有什么奇怪的事情。
This is nothing amazing to people of old and of today.
但是主耶稣在这里却说了一句非常好像不太近人情的一句话。
And yet seemingly Jesus seemed to have said some harsh words.
主耶稣对第一个人这样告诉他说：“你要计算花费。”
Jesus is saying to the first man, "You have to count the cost."
今天的十四个人还没有下水以前，我们应当警告他，应该用爱心说诚实话。
So before these 14 people are to be baptized, we really should give them a word of warning.
因为有许多人从水里上来以后。他们就不再跟从主了，因为前面这条路不好走。
Because many are baptized and then they decided that the way is too difficult.
连枕头的地方都没有，我做基督徒有什么意义？
Why should I become a Christian if there's not even a place for me to lay my head?
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们记得主耶稣在这里的目的是要让他知道前面这条路是什么样的一条路。
But let us be reminded that the purpose of Jesus here is to give that person the correct attitude.
在五十九、六十节，我们看到第二个人。
How about verse 59 to 60?
这一个人，耶稣向他主动地发出呼召。
For this person, Jesus approached him and asked him to follow him.
来跟从我。
Said, "Come, follow me."
那这个人就提出一个合情、合理、合法的借口。
And this person came up with a very legitimate and understandable excuse.
这两节圣经，许多看圣经的人不明白、不了解。
Many people have stumbled upon the interpretation of this verse.
基督教难道是叫我们不尽孝道的吗？
See, is Christianity teaching us not to obey our filial piety?
这个人告诉耶稣说，我要回去替父亲尽孝道。
This person is saying, I have to go back and pay back my father.
我要养我父亲的老。
I have to take care of him.
你要我跟从你呢，谁来照顾父亲呢？
If I am to follow you, who will look after my father?
他有个三长两短，谁来照顾他呢？
If he suddenly gets into trouble, who is going to take care of him?
让我回去先埋葬我父亲吧。
Lord, let me go and bury my father.
解经的人都同意，那个父亲现在活得好好的，身体很健康，所以他说这句话，说再给我几年，我再出来跟从你。
Many Bible interpreters have interpreted this as saying actually the father is still alive and well. So this person is saying, Lord, give me a few more years before I come to follow you.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意这段圣经的前后上下文。
But we have to look at the context.
我说的前后上下不只是单单这段，我们要看整本圣经。
Not only from this chapter or these few verses, but from the whole Bible.
旧约圣经告诉我们说，我们做儿女的，我们做家里面的一个成员的，不能恨我们的家人。
It was clearly taught in the Old Testament that you are not to hate your family members.
耶稣也说，十诫也说，保罗也说，我们要孝敬父母。
And not only is it mentioned in the Ten Commandments, Jesus himself, Paul himself taught us that we have to respect our parents.
为什么耶稣在这里好像很绝情地告诉他说，你不要理你的父亲，你来跟从我吧。
So how should we understand this statement that Jesus said, seemingly saying, do not take care of your father?
这里有一个 priority, 有一个缓急先后的一个问题在里面。
Here we are reminded actually of the priorities.
耶稣绝对没有意思要我们没有顾亲情。
Jesus is not asking us to give up our relations with our parents.
我记得二十三四年前，神呼召我，感动我，全时间出来奉献。
I still recall how 23 years ago, when Jesus first called me to serve him full time.
我一个最没有办法放下，就是我的父母亲。
The thing that I found most difficult in this calling is my parents.
那时候我父亲六十岁出头。
At that point, my father was just turning 60.
我三个姐姐，两个妹妹，男的就只有一个。
I'm the only son in the family.
那么我父亲预备好一生他的事业，就是等我大学毕业就接他的衣钵。
And my father's have been always hoping that after I graduate from college, that his business will be passed along to me.
但神的呼召领导我。
But God's calling came upon me.
你要奉献，你要走这条跟随我的路。
You have to follow me and walk this way of sacrifice.
我说主啊，爸爸怎么办？
And so I spoke to the Lord and said, Lord, what about my father?
他的事业怎么办？
What about his business?
长话短说，我在神的面前经过了挣扎，当然就顺服下来。
After much struggle, I submitted myself to the Lord's will.
但是我跟神有一个条件。
But I said to the Lord, there's one condition.
他现在还六十岁，还可以，身体还不错。
He is in his 60s and he is still very strong.
我若不接他的事业，请你祝福他，让他赚大钱。
If I cannot take care of him physically, then will you please bless him so that he makes a lot of money in his business?
你给他有非常健康的身体。
And you have to give him a healthy body.
我奉献给你。
Because I am going to sacrifice for you.
你祝福他。
You have to bless my father.
主啊，这是公平。
Because this is only right.
我把我自己的生命给你。
I give you my life.
你把我要跟他做事得到的成效和果效给他。
Then you should give him his rights.
哎呀，做完祷告，心里面非常喜乐、满足、平安。
And after that prayer, I felt tremendous peace and joy in my heart.
神一定要听这个祷告。
Because I realized God will listen to my prayer.
但是弟兄姊妹，自从我奉献之后
，But after I gave myself to the Lord,
我父亲的事业一落千丈。
My father's business suffered tremendously.
他的身体也越来越坏。
And his health deteriorated.
到了七十岁的时候，有一天我到医院去，医院的院长告诉我说：“李先生，请你明天来料理你父亲的后事，已经病到那样的地步。”
When he turned 70, he was in the hospital, and when I was there, the doctor said, "Tomorrow you should come in, and we should talk about the funeral."
我说：“主啊，你在做什么？”
And so I asked the Lord, "What are you doing?"
你要我跟从你？
You want me to follow?
难道到这样的一个地步吗？
To such an extent,
主啊，到底人说这是你的幽默感，你这幽默感太残忍。
Some say this is the humor of God, but then this humor is too cruel.
还是长话短说，在那段时间神带我们经历一个非常特别的一段神给我们的恩典。
Of course, God is actually blessing us.
从那一次以后，我的父亲的身体各方面。就完全好像从死里复活一样，一直到今天八十二岁。
After that incident, God restored my father's health. Even until today, he is 82.
主保证我一件事情，你跟从我，这些事情我负责任。
God gave me an assurance. If you follow me, I will be responsible.
但是当这个人刚刚出来的时候，主用这句话来考验他的信心。
But when this person wanted to follow Jesus, Jesus wanted to test his faith.
特别提到一个很重要的事情，你到底顺服不顺服？
Especially this important lesson of submission.
这里面谈到是主权和顺服的关系。
Here we're talking about the authority and submission to authority.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries.If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.